It's a Wednesday here in East Lansing, and there's movement in both Lansing and Washington, D.C. toward what many call a leveling of the playing field regarding sales taxes. A pair of measures dubbed the Main Street Fairness Bill is currently being debated in the Michigan House. That proposal would collect a 6% Michigan sales tax on purchases from out-of-state internet retailers at the point of sale. And on Monday, the U.S. Senate widely approved a measure that would empower states to do just that. Supporters like the Michigan Retailers Association call such legislation a matter of fairness. And here to make the case for it, Tom Scott, Senior Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association. Nice to see you. Welcome to Current State.
I see you, Mark. Thank you very much. It's really important to discuss this issue because the more that the people of Michigan understand how important this issue is to our economy and how unfair the current system is, the better off we'll all be. We can make some important changes.
Currently, buyers are supposed to voluntarily declare their online purchases on their taxes, and lo and behold, that's not working. How about that? So it's time to automatically levy the tax at the point of sale. Is that basically it?
That is basically it. A sale is a sale is a sale, and no matter where that sale takes place, whether it's in a store or whether it's over the internet, the retailer should be required to play by the same rules, and that is collect the tax and remit it to the state.
And that is the heart of your fairness claim here. That is the fairness that needs to be established in the system.
Absolutely, because right now under the current system, government policy rewards one type of retailer over another. It gives a benefit to out-of-state retailers who haven't invested in Michigan, they haven't created any jobs in Michigan, they don't pay any taxes in Michigan, and they're getting an advantage over our Michigan-based retailers, which are the heart of their communities.
We're talking Amazon, eBay, sure. Overstock.com. Those
yep.
are some of the names that are arguably the biggest scofflaws here as far as you're concerned.
Absolutely.
Okay. And how big a problem is it? How much competitive advantage would your members derive from the passage of this legislation?
Well,
is it really going to be noticeable in terms of revenue and all of that good stuff?
Well, on an everyday basis, our Michigan-based retailers, they face a 6% price disadvantage right out of the gate.
Right.
They know all about competition. They compete every day. And they're willing to compete against out-of-state internet retailers. But what they tell us is, they can compete on price, but then they can't eat that extra 6% on a large item such as, musical instrument or even furniture, that is just a killer, and they can't do it. So they lose the sale. Because they lose sales, they can't create more jobs, and also at the same time, the state is losing the sales tax. So it's lose-lose all the way around.
Can you remind our listeners where the Michigan sales tax revenue goes exactly? What is that spent on?
Well, the bulk of it goes to support schools. It goes to public education. And I think it's 70-some percent goes to schools, and then the majority of the remainder goes to local governments.
Has a state government desk jockey calculated how much revenue is being lost? Do
sure.
you happen to know that?
Absolutely, yes. State Treasury, they estimate that from all remote sales, as they're called, which is internet sales and also catalog and some other types, but anything that's being a remote seller who's not collecting the sales tax, it's going to be almost $500 million in the next fiscal year.
Okay. And since the name of your association is not the Michigan Brick and Mortar Retailers Association, I feel obligated to ask, does your association not represent any online retailers in the state of Michigan?
Oh, no, we do.
You do? Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Because this, because most of the Michigan-based businesses are brick and mortar. This sometimes gets represented as brick and mortar versus internet. But it's really not that issue. It's Michigan-based businesses versus out-of-state Michigan businesses. Because a Michigan business, an e-commerce business, when they sell something to a resident in Michigan, they have to collect the 6% sales tax. because they have a physical presence in Michigan. Their business is in Michigan.
What's called the Nexus, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's the next. They have a physical presence in the state
right.
of Michigan.
It's only the retailers such as Amazon that are out of state, do not have a physical presence in Michigan. They're the ones who can get away with not collecting the sales tax.
Your group says, quote, during the last holiday season, internet sales grew by 11% in the United States compared to only 3% for total retail sales. 11% on the net, 3% total retail sales. So a dramatic percentage of the increase in any sales increase, at least over the holiday season, would appear to be internet spending.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, it's no surprise that internet sales are growing faster than, you know, brick and mortar. We see that all the time. More and more people are shopping that way. But that's all the more reason to have everybody on a level playing field so that everybody's competing under the same rules.
Some people are struck by the vastly higher prices of items in brick and mortar stores compared to the internet, and they make the claim that there's more in play here than just the sales tax to account for these dramatic price differences. Any response to that?
Well, it's going to depend. I mean, the retail industry is huge. You'll find some retailers who, you know, will price things better than others. I mean, that's certainly no secret. So, again, it's very competitive. Everybody competes. All we're saying is let's have everybody compete under the same rules, collect and remit the sales tax.
Are you willing to look into the tea leaves here and speculate how the House is going to move on this? Do you expect them to move on it?
Talking about the U.S. House?
The Michigan House.
Oh, the Michigan House. Yeah, we think the prospects are very good. This is our number one legislative issue. It was last session, and it is again this session. We've made great strides in helping legislators understand the bill's sponsors, Eileen Kowal and Rob Verheulen. They've done a really great job. And earlier this year, the House Republicans, of course, who control the House, they put it on their action agenda. So it's in committee. We had a hearing last week. We expect one more hearing, and then we expect that they'll move it out to the floor, and we expect the full House to pass it.
Are you getting much resistance? And if so, from where?
You know, there's still a little bit of resistance, but there is overwhelming support for it. You know, and there are some, obviously there's some opponents out there, some critics. One of the main issues we hear is, well, you know, this is a new tax. Well, it's not a new tax, because if you buy something from an Amazon, you're still supposed to remit that tax yourself. It's just that Amazon is not collecting, so it doesn't get collected. So
that's your response to tax cynics who say, yeah, hey, this is just another opportunity for government to jack up revenue here.
But, it's not a new tax. It's a tax enforcement. It's a tax collection issue that really should be taken care of administratively, but because of the laws, it needs to be done legislatively.
What do you say to people who claim that an item might not be available in a store and that the selection online is just a whole... is just a whole lot greater, and why penalize an online buyer with a tax for just being a price conscious shopper?
Well, I mean,
that must come up.
Yeah, but it's a little bit of an overstatement, because every retailer is different. Their inventories are different. If anything, this current situation has led to the situation where brick and mortars have had to be more economical, cut their spending, maybe have smaller inventories. So if we'd had a fair system from the beginning, it might be on a little more equal footing.
What's your longer term strategy in for your brick and mortar members here? We just pointed out the stats from last Christmas. If internet sales were to take off
right
outside the Christmas season, outside the holiday season, is dramatically...
Which they do.
They are. Okay. They are.
And again, that's...
I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking. They are taking off. It's increasingly popular to buy online outside of the holiday season as it is in the holiday season?
Almost. I mean, obviously, still the holiday season is still the biggest.
Okay.
But the growth is throughout the year because... again, some people see it as more convenient. And that's the challenge for a brick and mortar retailer. You have to create a absolutely great experience for the customer. You have to provide products that aren't just a commodity, something different. You have to provide great service, so it's not just, some anonymous mail transaction. The one benefit, of course, that the in-store retailers have is you go, you look at the merchandise, you purchase it, you take it home.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to wait for FedEx or UPS, So it's great. And of course, all good brick and mortar retailers also have an online component. They also have an e-commerce component.
Okay, yeah.
And there are ways to work that where you can order online and pick it up at the store. So, there are some advantages there.
One last question. Why is action at the federal level important? How important is the action going on in Washington, D.C. to this cause?
It is important because Congress, under a Supreme Court decision, Congress is the only one that can actually solve the entire problem. Because with their legislation, they can make this apply to everyone.
Okay.
They can make it apply to the internet retailers, the catalog retailers, whatever. Our bill in Michigan is still important because, first of all, there's no guarantee that we're going to get congressional action. The Senate passed it Monday, but there's no guarantee the House is going to take it up. And now we hear House Speaker Boehner saying, he's really not supportive of it. Mm-hmm. So, we can't just sit around in Michigan waiting for Congress to act. What the Michigan law does is redefine nexus, what a physical presence is, so that it captures more of these internet retailers. But it doesn't capture all. It's only a portion of it. So we need Michigan to take a first step. Michigan is among like two dozen other states that have taken some kind of action.
Right.
The more the states take action, the more that's going to push Congress to give us the final solution. But it's important in Michigan that we take that first step.
Tom Scott is Senior Vice President of the Michigan Retailers Association. We've been talking about the Main Street Fairness Bill. Thanks, Tom. Good luck.
Thank you.